Hey, welcome to the Starting Block here for another Thursday. You got myself, Karina, and I'm joined by a man who the Bulldogs are also claiming they don't owe any money to. This time, they might have a hope. My co-captain, Damo, how are we, sir?
Very good, Karina. I'm expecting a check any time now.
Yeah, well, they're obviously going to owe you money at some point.
When I heard that news yesterday, you know how much a part of our lives this show has become.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, we live it, we breathe it, we think about it constantly.
Completely absorbed in it.
Completely absorbed in it. The very first thought that popped into my head yesterday when I heard that news,
yeah.
Oh, Mick Potter.
Mick Potters.
The Mick Potters.
Yeah,
exactly. We've got a Mick Potter segment.
Well, I had a similar thought because I actually didn't see any news yesterday. I only saw the news this morning.
Oh, right.
But then...
A bit behind the times, though.
But a little bit, yeah. So I was looking at that and I'm like, oh, similar thought. Mm. I'm like, Mick Potters.
Yes.
However, next tweet down was like, oh, your Dean Page got the job. I'm like, hang on a sec. We haven't had a time to even sort out the Mick Potters. They've already appointed Dean Page.
Yeah, do we even know where Mick Potter is? Maybe he wants the job.
Thankfully, that was just assumptions. So the Dean Payne news was effectively a Mick Potter's.
Oh, okay. Very good.
A Mick Potter's. I saw the odds.
Dean Payne been doing?
He's been assistant coach for the Raiders, believe it or not.
Well, there's an endorsement.
Exactly,
A couple of years under Sticky.
Okay, he's under Sticky. He'll give you one good year in six.
Yeah, I'd be sitting there in the interview and I'd go, Dean, tell us about yourself. And he goes, well, I've spent a couple of years under Ricky Stewart.
Thanks, Colin.
He's taught me a lot.
Yeah.
That'll do. Thanks. Yeah, thanks. We'll call you.
Don't call us.
Don't call us.
We'll call you. Other names you saw bandied about was Jim Dimmick.
Dimmick. I actually heard from a Bulldogs insider last week, Greeno, you'll be pleased to know this, that Dimmick is on the way out also.
Really?
Yes. Apparently Dimmick and Hasler didn't get along.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, they're just going to start fresh. Because there was apparently a lot of the infighting came between Dimmick and Hasler.
There you go.
Because Dimmick had his own ideas of how he wanted the team to play.
Yeah.
A bit more fluid, a bit more, you know, open style, and Dez wouldn't be in it.
Mm.
So there you go.
Well, what'll be interesting is now there's a couple of spots open.
Mm.
So we've got three jobs where there's Mick Potter frenzy, Damo.
Yeah. That's right.
And I haven't heard Mick Potter link with one, and I'm outraged.
Yeah.
What about in all my years of sports broadcasting, Damo? I've never been more outraged.
Get the Lady Sue League onto it.
We need to get them on it. We've got Gold Coast.
Mm.
We're up at the Crazy Malarkas. I'm sure Mick would love it up there.
Yeah.
You've got...
Who wouldn't really? Well, players, fans.
Players, fans, all those kind of things.
Investors.
You've got the Bulldogs
sponsors.
Now. No mention of Mick Potter yet.
No.
But I'm sure he'd love his time down there at Belmore.
Didn't he play? Oh, no, he played for the Dragons, didn't he?
I think he also spent some time there with the
really?
Bulldogs, I believe.
You know
so.
What? Next time you come in, we're going to have the studio PC set up and you'll be able to just Google that up.
Google the Mick Potters.
Google that up and see where we're at.
I like it.
Yeah.
But then the one I'm really hoping to get some Mick Potter love for, New South Wales Origin Damo.
Oh, okay. What are we? It's Origin time again, is it?
Wait a second. We haven't got...
How does this work?
Do you remember the segment we had it last year, was it maybe? No, it was at the very beginning of this year. It was January.
Yeah.
And we had the soundbite. I was just, stop! Please just stop talking about Origin because it was January. And we counted how many days it was until Origin 1. It was like 400 days, which is pretty impressive because it was only 365 in a year.
That is pretty weird.
But I saw today that there was already Origin talk.
Oh, yeah.
Is Desi the right man to stay in New South Wales Origin?
What, the guy who just got sacked?
The guy who just got sacked. It's apparently the guy you'd want
for. Is he the right man?
For New South Wales Origin.
Well, that's very interesting.
Very, very interesting.
Why not bring in Stephen Kearney, Greeno?
Well, because Steve-O's still got a job.
Does he?
At the Warriors somehow.
I see.
Give it a week. Give it a week. What's the most intriguing thing, aside from the Mick Potters, is this argument over the Desi saying he does have a contract, he's owed money.
Yes.
And the dog going, no, we didn't give you one.
Oh,
it's
really?
It's like the reverse Melbourne Storm or Sydney Roosters, Damo.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
Where it's kind of like, you know, I didn't give you that bag under the table. I don't know what you're talking about.
I believe the term is called gaslighting, Greeno.
Gaslighting.
So it's like if you're punching someone in the face and you go, I'm not punching you in the face, you know.
Yeah.
You know, no,
pretty much.
Yeah, I didn't know you owe me some money. We don't know you. We don't need to see his identification.
We're fine.
Yeah, this isn't the coach we're looking for.
Yeah,
this isn't the coach we're looking for.
No, not at all.
Yeah. Did you like that? Another little 70s, 80s futuristic movie reference there thrown in.
It's very good. We're living in the past. This show
racking them up.
I don't think we've had one. Have we had one?
We're still talking about bloody Mick Potter.
Have we? Have we had one topical movie reference?
No, because everything's crap now.
Have you? What was the last movie you watched?
At the movies?
Like, not so much at the movie. It can be, you know,
Netflix,
a legal download, or it could be Netflix.
Well, I can't.
Newly released movie.
I can honestly say, hand on heart, it's been quite some time since I've ever seen an illegal download movie. Yeah. The last legitimate movie I watched. You know what? The last movie I watched from start to finish was probably...
Back to the Future.
Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Which I've already seen a million times.
Is it the attention span thing or just nothing really stifles your interest?
I don't watch new movies anymore.
Yeah.
I don't think it's attention span. The stories don't get me.
Yep.
You know, they don't get me in.
I've had a lot.
I can't. What was the last movie you saw at the actual movies?
At the actual, well, I got a 2-year-old, so
well, that's
go back 2 years.
Kids movies don't count.
No, as in like go back 2 years. That's the last time I went to the movies. Yeah. My wife and I before we had
the night before she was born. If we go back 2 years,
was literally the night before she was born. We went to not the night before. It was the weekend before, so like 3 days before she was born,
ready to pop.
We went to the movies because we were told.
Was it a horror flick?
No, it was. I forget what movie. Oh, it was that terrible movie, Trainwreck.
Trainwreck.
With Amy Schumer.
Yes, I actually saw that one too.
That had all the rave reviews, blah, blah, blah. And
it did have its moments.
I'm like, it was funny for portions, but it went about 40 minutes too long.
Yes.
Now you cut 40 minutes out of that and you've got a quality movie.
Yeah. They should have also, you know, it was rated as a comedy.
Yeah.
I think it would be more accurate to define it as, say, a fantasy film because you've got the drunk... Barely, you know, predominantly unattractive, drunkard, loser, somewhat of a slag.
Yeah, a bit of slag.
You know, who just happens to pull the sexy, handsome young doctor.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen.
And John Cena.
Generally. And John Cena.
And John Cena.
So I would rate it more as a fantasy film rather than, you know, comedy or romantic. It's definitely not romantic.
Yeah, there's not much romance involved. No.
It's a fantasy film. It's a sci-fi.
It's a pretty average film. Yeah. The last one I did watch, though, and I did thoroughly enjoy, was on a flight back from Melbourne a couple of months back.
now we're scraping the bottom of the barrel.
No, well, it was on
I saw it in the economy class.
It was on a flight, and I'm like,
in between peanuts and waiting in line for that.
I see what it was. I
kind of
wanted. It was so good. I actually wanted the flight to be delayed a little bit so I could watch the back end of it.
Do you mean they cut off the movie?
Yeah, cut off the movie.
Oh, well, that's terrible.
We'd finished. The franchise about the guy. Oh, sorry, the founder. I think it is
the founder
who started up the McDonald's franchise.
I've actually heard that's quite good as well.
Super good flick, man. To the point where I had to go buy the DVD after I got home because I'm like, I need to see how this bad boy ends.
Well, you know how it ends. Well, they take over the world, and young boys are walking around with man boobs all over Western civilization.
Exactly. No, very good film, man. Very good film. I recommend you check it out. Mm. We're now...
It ends with increasingly alarming heart disease statistics, Greeno.
Proudly brought to you by the Obesity Zoo.
Do you see they want to put a tax on sugar again now? 20%.
Didn't they? Haven't
on sugary
done that?
Drinks. Yeah, because you know, we need an urgent tax on sugary stuff. And I'm like, hang on, it's not... It takes a long time to get really fat.
Mm.
You know, at least weeks.
At least months even.
Yeah, and this is, you know, this is not a new thing. You know, it's just another money grab, isn't it?
Yeah, it could be.
Why aren't we allowed to have fun?
But my theory is if they're allowed to tax, you know, booze, cigarettes, etc., why not whack it on the food as well?
Yeah, why not?
Just go the whole hog.
Why not? Let's just ban it. Let's have no advertising in sports whatsoever.
Zero.
Let's actually bring back the tobacco.
Go full circle, you reckon?
Yeah, bring back the tobacco advertising.
The Winfield Cup.
Well, they've got money to burn, pun intended.
Pun intended, yeah.
Okay. The money that costs us is less than, like, the obesity and stuff. They're like the heart disease, the obesity-related illness. That costs society a hell of a lot more in medicine than tobacco does.
100%, because the simple fact that tobacco is so expensive now, it's impossible to buy. You have to mortgage your house to buy a carton.
Exactly. Bring back the good old days when you might see a Formula One driver on the podium with a durry hanging out of his lip. Don't you think that'd be the go? Imagine that. The new Marlboro man, Kimi Räikkönen. Kimi Räikkönen. Is there any better sort of cigar/cigarette spokesman on planet Earth than Kimi Räikkönen?
I think you'd be hard-pressed to find it. Didn't the original Marlboro man actually, ironically, die of lung cancer?
Oh, I'm sure. It's probably.
I'm pretty sure he did.
If it's not true, it's a good story.
Yeah,
it's
very much yarn. So. I think it was in a different movie I saw, which I thoroughly enjoyed. Yeah. Thank You for Smoking.
Oh, Thank You for Smoking. That was a very good movie.
That was a cracker.
Speaking of smoking, I was only talking the other week about Jason Smith. Remember, he used to light up at halftime.
Yeah.
And your Cliffy Lions,
he'd,
greener.
They'd see how many darts they could pump down in the 10 minutes.
Exactly.
At halftime.
See, and that's when footballers were footballers.
Yeah. Should we talk football at some point? Because we're now 12 minutes in the show. It's
a little
finals.
Soft now. Big shout out to Phil, by the way. Good to see Parramatta go down.
Wasn't that?
Couldn't happen to a better team.
It was a bad weekend for New South Wales-based teams.
Wasn't it?
The Brisbane Broncos, too good for Penrith, 13-6.
You didn't put it, you're supposed to put a little twang on. The Brisbane Broncos.
I don't do the generic radio.
You don't do the generic rabs?
No, I don't do the generic rabs.
Well, it's an ode, though.
I do the fast-talking, no one can testify. Lynn can only hear every third word.
Every third word.
Spiel, that's just my shtick.
Shtick.
North Queensland, too good for Para, 24-6. 16.
Heroic victory by North Queensland, wasn't it?
It was a heroic victory by Brisbane, in all honesty. They were down to 13 men for pretty much half the game. Penrith didn't look like scoring for the majority. Oates was completely concussed, so they had to take him off in the stretcher.
Oates was rolled, Greeno.
Well played. How he's playing this week is beyond me, because it was one of the worst concussions I've seen.
Now he's cooked.
He's cooked. Semi Thaido went off concussion as well, and someone did their knee. So I can't remember who it was. Rookie. Didn't pay full attention. Yeah. Penrith did not look like scoring a try pretty much entire game.
Yep.
Pretty piss poor effort by the Penrith Panthers.
Yep.
But pretty much they look like the team that I thought they were going into the finals. I'm like, they're going to limp in.
Personal issues.
They'll knock. Yeah. When your captain's, still recovering from those personal issues.
Personal issues.
We'll just leave that there.
Yep.
North Queensland, you're right. What an unbelievable effort. They're missing 400 players themselves. Michael Morgan is close to becoming one of the best players in the game this season.
Doesn't he shine with... I know it sounds horrible to say, but doesn't he shine without JT? Is it one of those cases where JT's so good that he just commands the ball, commands the play...
Yeah.
And when he's not there, Morgan, just naturally, I don't think he's necessarily trying harder.
Yeah.
It's just that he's got room to breathe and he can put his own spin on the game.
Well, that's it. He's the first call now.
Yeah.
So the ball goes to him to make his choice, so he looks a lot better.
The playmaking future of the Cowboys looks pretty secure.
Not too bad there, Michael Morgan.
You can go from JT
Martin
to Michael Morgan.
Yeah, well, JT will be back.
They're touting him for Australian selection, Morgan.
Well, pretty hard
and
not
he hasn't
to.
Even played. He hasn't even played State of Origin.
Of course he has.
No, when have you been? Play State
he's played the last 4 years, man. What have you been watching?
Oh, like coming off the bench.
Utility off the bench.
Yeah. No, that's... Yeah. I don't know.
It counts.
Kroll,
if you check your stats.
Daily Cherry Evans.
Cherry Evans even isn't getting picked for the PM's 11, man.
Yeah, I know. It's incredible.
Incredible. Poor form. So that sends... let's do review. Oh, sorry, preview. We've already done
preview.
Preview
show.
That was the worst NRL final. If you go searching this week to all of sports radio...
Yep.
That was by far the worst NRL finals review you'll see.
And that's what makes it the best.
I went for a minute and a half.
Yep.
We gave no analysis.
I didn't know that Michael Morgan's played for
you didn't know Michael Morgan had played 14 Origins.
14? 14?
He has played 14.
Come on.
He's played 9, I think.
It's more than Peter Sterling just about.
Yes.
He's a star at Origin level.
He's an absolute superstar, which gets us to the preview demo. And
right off Brisbane, playing their bogey team, Melbourne Storm.
If
and
you could
pick
the biggest stinking turd of a final four you could put together out of the teams that were in the eight, here's your bad boys.
Yeah, I think you're being a little harsh. Melbourne Brisbane games are always good.
They're good, but who wants to see any of these two teams in the grand final?
But Melbourne always beats Brisbane in finals.
They always beat Brisbane in finals. I don't want to see that. Yep. I don't want to see Brisbane win either because, who cares? Oh. The only disappointing thing I took out of last weekend, Damo.
The only Sydney team to get through. The Roosters.
Well, that's one aspect.
The one that everybody else hates.
Was the fact that Para didn't get through instead of North Queensland. I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
Because then we'd have the ultimate cap cheat top four.
Oh, yes. Very true.
Because you've got Melbourne, the convicted cap cheats.
Yeah.
It would have been Para, the convicted cap cheats.
Mm.
And then you've got Brisbane and Roosters who seem to have an unlimited
Brisbane's
salary
always been
cap.
Above board. You've never proven anything.
Never proven anything. And same with the Roosters. Yeah. No, I'm sure Nick,
no
whatever
crime
his surname
if, no
is.
No crime if you can't prove it, Greeno.
Exactly. No brown paper
Damn
bags.
Darren Lockyer was on $200,000 a year when he was Australian captain.
Exactly, not at all.
He didn't take a dollar more, Greeno.
So it could have been the ultimate cap cheat final four. Unfortunately, North Queensland had to go stuff it up.
Yep.
In doing so, they've left me as the only team I can cheer on now.
Why?
Being North Queensland.
Oh, come on. Surely you get behind the Broncos for your old mate Damo.
No, not at all.
Yeah, no, that was always the go, though. Back in the day when one of the teams dropped out of the block derby,
yeah.
you throw your money on the other.
We would, but if it's Bronx, v. North Queensland, I'm going to have to go put my pony on North Queensland, sir.
God.
If it's Bronx v. Roosters, don't get me wrong, I'll be riding Brisbane all the way home.
Okay.
It's
generally what you do with a Bronco.
Yeah, generally what you do. Yep. No pun intended.
What about the opportunity for a grand final replay from a couple of years ago, Grand North Queensland Brisbane?
Now that's what we want to see.
Yeah.
That's the ideal matchup, I think, there for the grand final.
But no JT this time around.
No JT this time around. No Cameron, not Cameron McCullough. Andrew McCullough.
Andrew McCulloch.
For the Broncos. McCulloch.
You forgot McCullough. That sound at the end there.
You sure it's McCulloch?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. McCullough. That's been his name for nearly 30 years, Greeno. It's a lot longer than Morgan's been playing State of Origin.
It doesn't have no Michael Morgan.
Give you the tip.
Speaking of tips, do we want to pump out a couple of tips for this one? Chuck it with the Chelsea tips, NRL qualifying final edition.
Take the Storm, I think, again, because it's just the bogey team. But the Roosters, North Queensland, an interesting one, Greeno.
Yeah,
I'll have to yield to your expertise on that.
I'm going to go to the Roosters and just praying like hell I'm wrong.
I've never felt so accepted in all my life.
Back on the block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Isn't that a rocking little track?
Old school, Damo, old school.
Bit of Rollins Band for you there.
I don't think I've ever listened to Rollins Band, personally.
Yeah, he was in Black Flag before that.
He was.
Yeah, but Rollins Band...
Once again, we're living in the past, man. What was that album released?
Spoken Word. Oh, that one would have been maybe 96, 97, something like that. 20 years ago. That's our demographic. I don't want any younger people listening to the show.
Well, they're definitely
not
tuning in.
Because I can't handle their sort of snowflakey, please don't say that kind of thing status.
Oh, we're perfect timing for the in the AFL segment. Did you see the little Carlton Twitter error today?
No, I didn't actually.
So we do touch on.
Oh, by the way, if you want to keep in touch with us, do so via the Twitter at the Starting Block. One word, drop the K. Thanks for joining us on Periscope. If you are.
Is anyone actually joining us on Periscope?
Yeah, there's been a couple of people come in and leave properly.
Pretty quickly when they're like, oh, there's a sports show. Yeah.
I think it's a bad time for sports shows, Greeno.
Back to the Future. What, yeah. 2 a.m. America.
2 a.m. in America. Yeah. It's driving home. It's getting to the front door and getting dinner ready time.
On Periscope, yeah, good point. Good point. We just have to repeat that bad boy.
Yeah. Well, it will be 8:30 p.m. Well, 8 o'clock p.m. Thursday nights.
You don't even know what time this goes to air, do you?
8 o'clock. 7 p.m. 7 p.m.
We are currently on air. It's about 7:21, I believe, p.m. on a Thursday.
Yes. But I live on South Australian time, plus my watch is half an hour slow.
Plus a half hour. So you have that half hour there. Yes. Yeah.
No, I thought of that.
We're on South Australian half hour behind.
So. I had a half hour to think about that.
Nice.
Out there with the crow eaters, Greeno.
Do you know if India does daylight saving?
Very nice
as well?
Wineries in South Australia.
There is. That's about it.
Yep. Adelaide was Australia's first free settled city, did you know?
There we go.
First free settled capital.
And it hasn't evolved much since then.
A lot of Germans.
Really?
A lot of Germans in the hills of Adelaide.
A lot of sausage stores.
A lot of sausage. A lot of sausage. A lot of fine beer.
We were going with a particular thread earlier. I forgot what it was. Oh, the Carlton.
Carlton Twitter meltdown.
So they've gone, they decided to come out today. That's where the pun is.
I imagine so.
They've got to come out today to make it.
Put them back in.
Make it clear that they're neither for or against same-sex marriage.
way to put the balls on the chopping block there, Carlton.
So they managed to, at the same time, piss both groups off.
Oh, excellent.
Simultaneously. Instead of just keeping their mouth shut. What, tip of the hat.
Yeah, don't say anything. How about that?
That would have been the ideal situation. We might need to give him a bit of a...
Nice, Gary!
There you go.
Well done there, Till Carlton.
Yeah. Hey, if you've got nothing to say, you don't have to say something.
Just go on Twitter.
This is some, like, you know who they put in those social media positions? They're usually like students or interns. Yeah. You know, people don't necessarily have a great awareness of the footy public. So you don't have to have a great awareness of the footy public to get these jobs. You just have to know how to log into Twitter.
Pretty much.
And how to retweet things.
Keep something happening for 140 characters.
And how to hashtag.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you've got nothing to say, then don't say. And why would a club have a position anyway?
I don't know.
If you think about what a club is, the definition of a club, it's made up of individuals.
Individuals.
And without the individuals, there's no club.
That was pretty much their position. Like, we freely support everyone's opinion.
Beautiful.
You know, inside the club, we won't be offering our opinion.
Well, you know the country's going down the gurgler when something like that offends everybody. Really?
Oh, it's outrage, Amo.
In all my years of sports broadcasting I've never been as outraged as I am right now.
Yeah. I listen to this podcast. I guess it's a podcast today.
It's a podcast show.
And it's basically done by this
broadcast.
Old old producer who's been around for years and worked with some of the big names in Australian radio. Mm. And he just does like interviews and talks about how each of these people got into the industry and kind of the learnings they had.
Kind of like a bit of Tony Martin action.
Pretty much. But, and Tony Martin was one of the interview subjects. But I was on Mick Malloy today.
Okay.
And his main point was just like, if management told us to do something, we just said we'd do it. And then not do it. Because he goes, the beautiful thing about radio when it's going live to air, he goes, they can't tell you not to do it. They can only tell you not to do it again.
Like, that's a very good way to look at it.
Perfect.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Mick Malloy.
This is the AFL segment, apparently.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Well, Mick was at the AFL a couple of weeks ago watching his beloved Tigers run rings around Geelong.
He's a Tigers fan, isn't he? I thought like, he's a Carlton fan, but that's all the other boys that seem to be on that
big
show.
Big Tigers fan.
Big Tigers fan. They didn't play last weekend, Dave Damon. We're at the
No,
review.
That's what I said 2 weeks ago.
Two weeks ago, yep.
When they beat Geelong. What did you think of the Swans' performance? Insipid, anemic.
I just think the Cats just had the perfect game plan for them, to
That's
be
what
honest.
Everyone keeps saying.
Like, yeah. Just Cats came in, just knew exactly what they needed to do against the Swans, and the Swans ended up with their worst final score in history, I believe, Damo, with only 39 points
really?
in history, I believe so.
I know it's the lowest score that they've had since about 96
I'm pretty sure. I think
it's
the lowest final
game.
Score. Yeah, no, just final score.
That's incredible. When you think about, you know, over 100 years ago and stuff.
Less than 40 points, though.
That's true.
It's pretty hard. Yeah. Geelong 98, Swans 39. It was a drubbing weekend, really.
It was. The whole
finals have been, except for that one game.
Exactly. They've all been floggings, yeah. Greeno. All of them.
That's a bit, it's not really conducive with how the season went, though, is it? Like,
no, because everyone.
The season was mad tight.
Yeah, they all go, oh, this is the most equal season that we've ever seen, and it's the most unequal final series we've ever seen.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's quite
pretty
incredible.
Much. Thankfully, on the other end of the spectrum, though, GWS.
Geelong were fantastic, though.
Oh, they were unbelievable. Yep. Too good. Too
I was
good.
In awe watching that game. I was just thinking, wow, like, I don't think I've seen Geelong play this good in about 3 or 4 years.
Well, they got the work cut out from playing the Crows
in Adelaide
this week. In Adelaide.
Paddy goes home, Greeno.
Paddy does go home. I forgot Paddy Dangerfield was
well,
there.
Well, he's from Geelong. But
from Geelong, but
he goes home
he was drafted
to his
by
other home,
Adelaide,
which isn't his home.
Yes. GWS, on the other hand, 125. Pumped.
Yep.
West Coast 58. I was
thoroughly watching. Enjoyed it in the stands, Greeno.
You're in the stands, man. You had a big day Saturday. You were doing it on about 2 hours sleep. You spent 5 hours following me around in a zoo.
Yeah, that was fun, though.
It was a good day.
It was.
I had a good time.
It was good, clean fun for a change.
And then from there, you were a little bit shaky early on.
Yes,
when,
I was.
When you're like, there's no beers here.
Yeah.
And this is a kid's first birthday party. Like, we've got lolly bags. We got party pies.
I should have snuck in a flask.
And we've got water. That's all we got.
Yeah.
But then from there, I believe you did the pub. What do you think of the Scarborough Hotel?
Yes, very nice. It was a little cold and a little windy by the time we got there, though. I mean, you are on a cliff face.
That will do that, yeah. Yes. Overlooking water.
Yes.
Good meal?
Very good meals. Just steak and chips, Greeno.
That's all you need.
The classic.
Yeah.
If you screw up a steak and chips, you shouldn't be in the bar food industry.
Pretty much.
So that is like the go-to.
Yeah.
If you want to check out, you know, whether a place has got moxie or not, if they've got the right stuff, if they can make it. If they're going to be a success one day, you check out the steak and chips, and it was above board.
Nice.
Checked it out, inspected, ticked off.
Ticked off. Excellent. What did the lovely bride get?
Steak same.
And chips as well.
Steak and chips.
Oh, fair enough.
She's very utilitarian.
You've got to stick with what you know.
Yeah.
And then from there, yeah, you had to race back over to the GWS game live.
Yes.
Now, crowd-wise.
14,000,
the lowest.
Seems like more in there, but I don't normally sit down with the plebs. I'm normally up in my...
In your nice little member's seat.
High horse seat. Yeah.
Lowest AFL finals crowd since World War One, Damo.
World War One.
Was GWS
when half of the population would have been conscripted.
Fans, Damo, they love their GWS AFL finals footy, Damo. I love it.
Did it rate? Did we get the ratings on it?
I didn't actually check the ratings.
Surely it would have rated.
Not against the Parramatta game. I don't think so, man. Not in Sydney. Nationwide.
Nationwide. Yeah,
yeah. But
there was about 41 at the Parramatta game.
Yeah, 41, 40. Yeah, 42. I think they got 70. Yeah. It was the first time in a long while that the AFL crowds for total weekend were lower than the NRL.
Yeah, okay.
Doesn't happen very often, especially not through finals. But
yeah. Well, I'm quite disappointed because I like it when there's less than 14,000, to be brutally honest. I hate having to queue up for things.
Mm.
It's not something us Giants fans are used to, Greeno.
Good atmosphere, though, even though it was only 14K.
Yeah,
or
it was good. Great banter.
Yeah.
I mean, I really detest West Coast Eagles.
Yeah, it's a good fun with some West Coast fans, I believe.
Yeah, it gave them a bit of lip.
Yeah.
Because they're animals, Greeno. We discussed it on the show previous time. We've talked about it before.
They're animals.
They're
yeah.
absolute animals.
It's going to go down well with all. Big hello to all our WA listeners.
WA fans.
Yeah.
Well, they know they're animals. That's fine. They accept it. They enjoy it. They like it, Greeno. Yeah. So, you know, good luck to them.
They thrive on it.
Yeah, they do. And I thrived on seeing the back of them walking out of the stadium. So.
Very much so.
There was actually a couple of lads behind us, Greeno, smart mouthing about the free kicks because apparently it's a running joke for for fans of other teams to sort of point out every time the Giants get a free kick and go, oh, look, the umpires are looking after the AFL's baby again.
Nah.
And they were sort of carrying on like this for the entirety of the game. And then after the game, Greeno, when we'd flogged them, flogged them off the park, they're getting up to leave, skulking out the way animals do. And, you know, the free kicks count comes up on the big scoreboard. Yeah. And wouldn't you bloody know it? West Coast 25, Giants 19. So
bit of a difference.
I made sure to remind the boys of the free kick count and just let them know. How did that happen, lads?
What's going on there, boys?
I don't know how that happened.
If I may, Damo, I'm going to have to.
That's all we do on the show.
Pretty much,
we live in the 1990s.
We kind of need to talk about when we go forward. Yeah. You might as well leave that bad boy down because we're going to have to play this as okay. well.
Elton.
So we're going to step back and come to last week where I believe I referred to Stevie J's possible selection as being a bum on a seat.
Bum on a seat. You weren't the only one, actually. A lot of people were saying that.
Stevie J, six goals, I believe, last week, Damo. That's a pretty handy bum on a seat.
Who else but Stevie J could kick six goals in the second half and then still get bagged out because everyone was going, the game was already over at that point. Instead of bagging out the West Coast Eagles for the game already being over at halftime, they're laying the boot into Stevie J.
Exactly. If they couldn't even defend a bum on a seat, they had no chance, did they? Let's look ahead. Let's look at the preview. Crows v Cats. This is going to be a tight one.
Yeah, I think both of these games are going to be tight. Both of them. I don't know which way to jump with the Crows and the Cats. I'm tending towards the Crows, but, you know, this week off thing, last year, Greeno, both the teams who had the week off lost.
Yeah, they did too. That's right. So, yeah, because GWS got through and then they got knocked out by the Dogs. And then
Swans play.
Well, they had the week off anyway. So
No, because we beat the Swans in the first final. Then I believe, who did the Swans play
Hawthorn?
The beat in? Was it Hawthorn or was it Geelong?
One of the two. Doesn't matter. They had the week off. We know that much.
Yep.
I'm gonna go the Crows.
Going the Crows.
Just because they're at home. Cats with a big game experience. That's going to be a tight one.
Yep. I think it was Geelong, actually, they beat in the prelim last year.
Yeah, we probably should research your stuff at some point.
Yep. No, it was Geelong because they came out and they kicked about 7 or 8 goals in the first quarter.
Have we showed any sporting knowledge yet? Yeah. We're two segments in. We've stuffed up.
We're going.
Stuffed up the intro.
We're going.
Stuffed up the review.
Yeah.
We stuffed up how many State of Origins Michael Morgan's played.
Let's see if you can stuff up the song as well.
We'll stuff up the song. Don't worry about that. And now we've stuffed up who played in the qualifying final last year. Richmond versus GWS. Okay, first question to you, sir, is GWS, if they get through, will you be heading down to Melbourne to try and get some tickets for the grand final?
Well, I'm already in a ballot just in case they do get through.
Yeah.
But you would tend to think with the Giants, with the membership base so small, your chances are slightly increased as opposed to, say, a Collingwood fan who might get to a grand
final.
One in a billion chance. Well, 1 in 90,000.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, you know, we've got our hat in a ring, so to speak.
How does the ballot work? Is it basically members go in first, they pull the hat out and go, all right, all the members get their tickets and then from there, whatever's left, pretty public or?
Well, no, not free to public. Very few public tickets. It's a very corporate event, Greeno. The AFL Grand Final. That's why most fans go to the prelims, you see, because you can get a ticket.
That's it. But you work for Hyundai.
Yep. There's a lot of corporate ass kissing going on at the AFL Grand Final.
It's got to be done,
Greeno.
It's got to be done.
A lot of big dollars there. Because you got to look after the sponsors, mate.
Tight fit though, if you think about it. Because when you find out about tickets, like Tuesday, Wednesday,
After the last game.
Yeah. So maybe Sunday, Monday. Then you still got to sort out accommodation. You got to sort out flights.
Yes.
A bit of effort.
Yeah, it is a bit.
Bit of effort.
The Giants are actually running a couple of buses down to Melbourne for this game against Richmond.
Really?
So you get on the bus Friday night.
Yeah.
about 10 o'clock, you arrive on Saturday morning and then you leave Saturday night.
You making the trek?
No. 24 hours on a bus.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's a long trek.
I would have liked to have gone down, but yeah. I mean, you know, because you've actually got to make money available for the AFL Grand Final ticket ballot,
yeah,
which run at about $400 a pop, ooh, mind you.
Tidy.
So you've got to have that sitting there in your account because if you're successful, bang, they take it.
Ah, oh, there you go.
They don't ask you.
Yeah.
You don't get a choice.
That's our money, please.
No, yep. You've got to have the money up front. So, yeah. So I would have liked to have gone down this weekend, but I just can't make the... You're in finance, Greeno. Fiscal commitment was way above my ability to pay for it.
Understandable. So. With that being said, we probably should do a quick tip going into that.
Sorry, and a little tip of the hat, little shout out to Nathan Greeno, pseudonym, who I watched the game with on Saturday. He won't be able to go down to Melbourne either, but we had a good old time and a little shout out to my lad. So just thought I'd chuck that in.
Is Nathan listening?
Yeah, I'm sure he will at some point.
At some point. Yeah. We've gone all the effort. Do you want a tip?
Yeah, go on. I'm going to tip the Giants.
The number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Yeah, you're back in 1997. The way this show's going.
No, I think that one was a bit after because your first album from Rob Zombie had, what was it? Demonoid Phenomenon was on there.
A lot of demon talk when it comes to Rob Zombie.
Dig Through the Ditches, Burn Through the Witches, Slam in the Back of My Dragula.
Yeah, it might have been like 99.
So that album, that one there with Demon speeding on it, I think was 99, 2000 or thereabouts.
Once again, probably could have researched this before we started talking.
We probably could, but then it would take the vibe of the show away, I think. It would detract.
The amateur hour.
It's not amateur at all. It's impromptu, Green. It's improv.
It's improv. We're just talking before about the various different radio podcasts that are out there these days. It's not about Little Dum Dum Club. These two guys, I remember hearing them on, like, remember Barry Radio. So when digital radio first came out, I thought, we're going to have a comedy channel. We're going to fill it up with comedy. And basically, it was just like the same stand-up.
I only got digital radio, and I didn't even get it in the wife's new car maybe 6 months ago. Before that, I've never had one. I've never heard it. See, and digital radio has been around for nearly 20 years now. That's how behind the times I am.
It's been a while. But I remember when I first got it, I was really excited. I'm like, 24-hour comedy channel. This is unbelievable. And it, for the most part, pretty terrible. Except for this one show.
Well, there's a lot of terrible comedy out there.
Except for this one show, Little Dum Dum Club. And it was hysterical. These guys are saying stuff you just can't say on radio. But because it was through podcast and digital, I didn't care. Pretty funny. They've been doing it for years now.
I just wanted to make one more quick point about the AFL finals. We've got plenty of time, so why not? I was thinking, you know,
it's called filler, folks.
I'm tipping Giants. It's a lot of filler. I was tipping Giants with no confidence whatsoever. Yeah. But I was just thinking through the week, they're expecting 95,000 at this game.
Yeah.
So we're talking maybe 1,500, 2,000 Giants fans, 93,000 Richmond fans. This is the biggest game that Richmond has played in for probably over 35 years.
When was the last qualifying final they played in?
Oh, now you're getting me. We really need the studio PC up and running. We'll get it done next time.
I've really got to stop asking questions.
Maybe 16, 17 years ago, maybe less, 15.
Oh, I think longer than that, man.
No, I think I'm gonna come down and say...
they had so many years where they'd finished like 7th or 8th.
Yeah, I would think maybe mid to late 90s then. If that makes sense. You look that up.
I look at you. Keep talking.
Yeah, so I was thinking about biggest game that Richmond's played in for the last 35 years, more than likely. The crowd. Now, people talk about the crowd and how hard it's going to be for the Giants playing in front of such a big crowd. I don't think it's going to be easy for Richmond either.
No, the pressure, man.
Even though it's their fans, you know what I mean? They're going to feel it.
90,000 tuning in.
90,000 of their home fans. And, you know, they won't want to let them down. The Giants can really go down there and open up because the Giants are quite used to, one, being booed everywhere they play, but two, playing in front of majority of fans that aren't theirs, even at their home grounds, Greeno. You'll remember the prelim last year when the Bulldogs came up to Spotless. They were getting booed on the way out.
They were.
At their own home ground, so they're quite used to it.
82 was the last time they made the grand final and lost. Okay. I don't know about qualifying finals.
Last prelim, Greeno, with Richmond. See, type in prelim. Qualifying final isn't a term used in the AFL. It's prelim.
Well, it qualifies for the grand final.
But all finals qualify for the next final.
Yeah, well, obviously.
They're all qualifying.
They're qualifying
finals.
For the grand final. All right, so what do you call it? Prelim.
Preliminary final.
Prelim finals.
Richmond.
Now, already put Richmond. Where
yeah, I think mid to late 90s. I don't know who against, but for some reason that rings a bell.
This is scintillating radio, by the way.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, it's great. You load that up. You load that bad boy up. So, yeah, I think when the Richmond players run out onto the MCG and see 95,000 faces like with their hopes and dreams attached staring down on them lovingly, I think it's going to get to them maybe. So that's why I ended up going with GWS for the tip.
Mm.
So there you go. I don't know if there's any science to it, but we'll soon find out. Saturday, 4:40.
Yep. Nothing showing up, man.
Nothing showing up.
It's oh, a we'll get waste of 3 minutes.
We'll get that. We'll get back to that later on, and we'll post it on Twitter at some point.
No, we won't.
See how bad we were.
No, that involved a fair bit of effort. big win, Damo. Golf big win. Time. Big win for Mark Leishman.
The leash.
A guy who's been referred to as underrated.
Off the leash.
Underrated, kind of under the radar for sure.
He's an understated player, isn't he?
Very understated. He's already picked up a couple of wins this year on the PGA Tour.
Just a little
tour.
Quiet. He's our kind of player. He's a little quiet achiever out
exactly,
there.
Exactly, very much so. He doesn't get the raps that, you know, the Adam Scotts and the Jason Days get. Yeah. But,
does Adam Scott still get raps?
Still does, man.
Does he?
Still does, even with that lisp. Yeah. Mark Leishman, he won the BMW Championship, went wire to wire. He won by 5. It's his second victory of
There's
the
no
year.
There's no wire in golf.
Well, it is. He won
that's
from
a racing term.
End of day one to end of day four.
Yeah, no, that's a racing term. And they would drop the wire that the runners
never,
used to stand behind and
never
then you break the wire at the other end.
Yeah, never conceded the lead.
Yeah, that's better. That's contextual, at least.
So I'm just quoting what it says here in the article, man. Yeah. Wire to wire. Leishman.
Well, the author's obviously an idiot.
He's 23 under. To get the win. If you were Ricky Fowler and Justin Rose, you're a bit filthy, hitting 18 under and losing by 5.
Yes.
Jason Day was one back with six at 16 under.
One back?
One position back.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, actually two because the two in front drew.
The two time, fair enough. I'm
this
having
is,
a bad
this is
day,
terrible
man.
Editing here.
I'm having a real bad day.
Terrible.
That was Ned Owls, it's my fault.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to talk golf anymore? Any other golf stories?
What else have you got to tell us?
We've also got Nuzzo Cottonwell Cummins, Damo.
Oh, right. He's back, is he?
Australia apparently don't play. And I'm putting Pat. This is a
Mitchell Johnson award, isn't it?
Nah, not so much because he was already there.
He's
this
already
is him,
there.
He's there staying.
Oh, okay. So he needs to get injured again
and then come back.
Does he say I'm going to be back?
No, nothing about that.
Back to my best.
Cricket Australia tweeted this out. Australia don't plan on putting Pat Cummins in cotton wool.
Oh, they're using our labels. India.
They're stealing our labels, Damo.
Wow.
Felt a lot of good it did anyway because we lost to India in the first one-day international. what was the final score there? We won. India won by 26 runs with the duck worst. We still got a bit to go, man. No rush.
Yeah,
yeah. India won by 26 runs in a reduced 21 over Duckworth Lewis one day. Now,
yeah. I think we need to reassess the Duckworth Lewis. I think it's time to move on.
I think it's time just to scrap it. So if you pretty much turn it into a 2020, it's no longer a one day.
Yeah,
exactly. It's a 2020.
Yeah.
So unless you're playing 40 overs, scrap it.
Yeah,
thanks for coming. Give the people their money back. Move on. No one's watching anyway.
Do you reckon the pond gets jealous when people talk about Duckworth Lewis? Hey, I'm the best duck here.
I'm the best duck.
I'm the best ducker.
You think?
Yeah.
I think so.
Ah, there you go. Any excuse will do.
Any excuse to lay the doors with Creetham. That's for the Creek, his brother.
Yeah. I was, as you know, Greeno, I was quite a fan of your, what was her name in the show? Michelle Williams.
Michelle Williams, yes.
But what was her character's name?
Jen.
See, I didn't like the show per se, but I was quite fond of Jen.
As a 15, 16 year old boy, I can understand why.
A coming of age tale, Greeno,
yeah,
so to speak.
So. And she was a little bit slutty.
Was she?
Very slutty.
No, but she was wrestling with it, though. You know, she wanted to be a good girl.
She was wrestling with something, and sure it wasn't that.
Trouser slack.
Exactly.
But you were more on your, what was her name, Joey?
Joey, yes.
You're more on the Joey bandwagon.
I was on Joey, the cute little lizard girl.
Quick poll for the listeners. Who do you think was found more attractive? Would it be your Michelle Williams or your...
what appeared more attractive or people found attractive?
More people found attractive. So what would the ratio be of, say, 15 to 16 coming-of-age boys? What would the percentage be? Would it be 60-40? Would it be 40-60? You see what I mean?
It's a very topical poll question, Damo.
Yeah, so let's see what the blockheads...
Put it out to
see what the blockheads see.
Once again, welcome back to 1997.
Yep.
What happened with
I
the ball?
I don't want to wait.
Any wickets here? Pat Cummins, no wickets. Nathan Coulter-Nile, everyone's favourite Egyptian cricketer, three for 44.
Yep.
Stoyness with 2.
Do you think we're gearing up okay for the Ashes, or is it kind of a slow burn?
It's a very slow burn. Very slow burn.
A very slow and long burn. And that's what you get when you travel to Bangladesh.
I saw one of our favourite men, Eddie Cowan, come out today and say, it was a disgrace, Damo.
Disgrace.
That,
it was a farce.
Farce. That the Australian cricket team has turned into a development squad.
Yeah.
Like, literal. Like,
it's been like that since the 90s, really.
That's the problem.
Back to the 1997.
Just pick the guys. Went, like, they had a Hilton Cartwright opening the batting.
Cartwright!
He was there. No, felt like a good
idea. Well, they just
keep
toying with the team. I was always raised to believe, Greeno, that in team sports, continuity and consistency is a pretty important thing.
It's a crazy notion, Damo. It's a crazy notion.
I mean, it's not
picking
like
your best players.
I know. It's not like, you know, getting your team to gel.
Mm.
I know it's a pretty crazy idea, but, you know, it's not as if that hasn't worked in the past.
No, maybe give it a shot this time, boys. Yeah. Let's see how we go.
I mean, Queensland versus, can I do a bit, but that's not rugby league.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If we throw in a... Yeah, hit the music.
I need to get a Bathurst. Have we got a Bathurst rugby league siren?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do, yeah.
There you go. But that's not rugby league.
It's a short or long version?
It's a short version.
But that's not
rugby league.
No, this is a long version.
No, this is a short one.
No, short one's just the siren of the goat.
Oh, is it really? Yeah. It's just the siren and the goat. Yeah, what's the point of that?
That was the joke.
Oh, okay. No, but yeah, look at State of Origin, Greeno. Queensland versus New South Wales. However many more thousand changes that New South Wales have done. They always look like a team that's just been cobbled together, thrown together.
It's normally because they have.
Yeah.
That and they pick Mitchell Pearce.
Yep.
So quick wrap up on Davis Cup day, mate. Did you follow Davis Cup ferociously on the weekend?
Intently.
Yeah, big weekend.
Yeah.
Does
everyone wants to sack Leighton now? Lele.
Already?
Yeah.
So he got us to like a qualifying final, Damo.
Yeah, if he's not playing, people don't care.
Steve Darcy has proved to be Australia's Davis Cup nemesis again. As
who?
Belgium. Exactly. Belgium still a place in November's final against France with a 3-2 win in Brussels. Hugely disappointing David captain Leighton Hewitt.
Yes.
They clinched two reverse singles rubbers.
Two reverse singles.
Where Darcy beat late replacement Jordan Thompson. So poor old Jordan Thompson got thrown in the deep end.
Yeah.
But... we only need to win
one
game.
Where are
the
big guns? Where are the Tomiches and the Kokkinakises?
Well, here's who the man is meant to take care of business. Because we're already up 2-1. We just needed Nick Kyrgios to beat David Goffin.
Who's David Goffin? Goffin.
Lost in 4, and we'll just go to show. You know, if you want, you know, one man to get Australia to victory, that man is definitely not Nick Kyrgios.
Appropriate tune for tonight, Grant. That's the Misfits there.
That is the Misfits.
Now we're going back beyond the 90s. What were the Misfits, about 70s?
You asking me a question that I obviously don't know the answer to.
Yeah,
with no internet.
You bring up your phone and see when the Misfits were famous.
Famous.
I reckon early 80s.
All right.
Bit of old school punk, Greeno.
All right, you got your rundown?
With that kind of pantomime ghoulish theme to it. Misfits.
I reckon 80s. Yeah. You run down there so you can start the F1 segment.
80s. Oh, what have we got? The F1 segment, do we?
The F1 segment.
See, you're asking me a question I obviously don't know the answer to.
Of course you got to do. It's in your rundown. You should read it.
What about the F1? Was it Singapore, was it? Or was it Malaysia?
Singapore. Fair Spectrum. 1999 was Famous Monsters. 1997 was Static Age.
Oh.
1982 was Walk Among Us. 83. 82. So they range from 83 to 2003.
So a big hiatus.
Maybe we go 2011.
2011.
So, yeah, they cover a wide spectrum.
Big hiatus. There you go.
F1 Singapore demo.
Singapore.
Mac, actually, if you just, once again, if you put a rundown, it says right there, F1 Singapore.
Yeah.
Didn't have to ask the question.
Okay. Well, close enough. It's on the same island.
Max, Vettel, and Kimi all out on the first turn.
Oh, wow.
Thankfully. So,
no, not thankfully.
Ferrari decided to blame the Red Bull, yet the replay obviously shows that the two Ferraris jammed.
Oh,
Max
they,
in the
they
middle.
They did the old pincer
and actually,
movement.
And they? Actually took both each other out as well as Max.
Wow.
So well done there, which means Lewis gets a win.
No, wouldn't you know it.
And now has a 28-point lead at top of the championship.
And how many races to go, maybe?
Still six to go.
Six to go.
Plenty of time.
Wow, six this late in the year.
I know. I thought the same when I saw it. I'm like, really?
Is that right?
We're in September. They've still got six. But yeah, apparently they jam a whole bunch to see out the season.
Oh, they go back to Europe, don't
pretty
they?
Much, yeah. With that being said, Vettel has come back from larger margins with less races twice in his career to win
the
championship.
Is that right?
So still hope there.
But to be fair, Lewis, when in front, rarely gives up the lead as well.
Oh, he did last year though, Nico. Oh, sorry, a year before with Nico.
That's right.
He gave it up and then could not get it back.
Never gonna give you up.
Another 1990s song. Well done. Daniel Ricciardo is another podium for him. Jeez, he's racking up those podiums.
Yeah. I actually saw a bit of pit lane action with him, and he was doing an interview. And for the life of me, I can't remember what the question was, but something like, no wonder they hate me because I'm fast and amazingly good looking.
Nice.
And I thought, God, he's good.
He's good.
Ricciardo.
He also, the highlight apparently out of the press conference was the fact he farted and threw everyone off when they were answering questions.
Did he really?
Vittorio Bottas was third.
He's American.
With a minute to go, do we do the party whistle?
Yeah, go on, hit the party whistle.
Your local station, 89.3
2GLN. Well, we've actually kept the same CSA bushfires thing all the way through the wet season, Greg.
Now bushfires are appropriate.
Now you need to start worrying about bushfires again.
Exactly. I don't know if you saw this day, mate. Sandown 500, I totally forgot this race was on.
Mm.
But the winner was...
I usually like the Enduros.
I'm a fan too, that's what made me flick it on. Yep. I caught the last 10 laps. Yep. Cam Waters and Richie Stanaway got the win.
Cam Waters.
Scotty McLaughlin and Alex Premat were second, and Chaz Moss and Steve Owen third.
A lot of different names these days.
Cameron Waters, if you remember, he was the one that won the reality show.
With the Pussymobile, wasn't it?
No, that's David Reynolds.
David Reynolds.
Cam Waters won the reality show to get a VA
drive.
Oh, that's
right. And we have to give him a sorry book then, because we were bagging him out when he did that. There you go. Big sorry book for Cam Waters. Because we said, look, he wins a reality show, puts it straight into the wall.
Yeah, that's how he does it. Yeah. That's enough sorry book for him.
That's reality.
That's true.
Welcome
reality.
To the wall.
I'm looking forward to Bathurst, though, where he teams up with another reality show star, Hot Dogs.
Hot Dogs.
We'll be in the seat with him next week.
That's the biggest gig Hot Dogs has had. At least he won't be selling them this time.
Exactly. See you guys next week.
Bye.
We'll always be bosom buddies, friends, sisters, and pals. We'll always be bosom buddies. If life should reject you, there's me to protect you.
If I say that your tongue is vicious,
if I call you uncouth,
it's simply that.
Who else but a bosom buddy will sit down and tell